Good morning, sir, and welcome to Miraya Breakfast Show. Congratulations for being our first Peacekeeper of the Week as we observe the Miraya's Peacekeepers Week.
Thank you.
Well, welcome to South Sudan, SRSG. You've been in country for a few weeks now. Can you tell us a bit about your meetings with political leaders and your thoughts on progress with the peace process?
Well, I've sensed a new optimism, a readiness to start making progress. That doesn't mean that there has been significant progress, but it does mean that I think we can hope that implementation of the peace agreement will pick up. We've seen some positive developments lately. I must say, in regard to my own meeting with local leaders across the political spectrum, I've been surprised by the warmth and the generosity of their welcome, many of whom I have met over my many years of involvement in South Sudan. So that's important, and we would want to build on that. I've also taken the opportunity to try and visit as many of our field stations as possible. Obviously, I want to see our staff, but I think more importantly, it was an opportunity for me to get out of the Juba bubble and see at first hand the conditions under which people live and hear from them what they see their challenges as being. And I must say, there is a common theme in almost all of the six or seven states I visited, and that is that they really would want to see a reduction in the levels of violence, particularly the intercommunal violence, which is really prevalent almost everywhere at the moment.
Okay, now you have visited many of the states already. You've been in country for a few weeks now. What are the issues that are being raised with you?
Well, as I mentioned, I think the first issue is the intercommunal violence and the need for some assistance in dealing with it. Some of the requests from the state governments have been more specific relating to rule of law assistance, in other words, policing and courts, so as to offer an alternative to vengeance and other forms of kind of violence. But I must say for myself, I was also struck by the difficulties many of the state governments are facing in that they just simply don't seem to have the office equipment and furniture and other things to get going. It's as if they've been appointed, but there's no real infrastructure around them. And I think it's in our interest to assist them to stand up, as it were.
All right. This week marks the build-up to the International Day of UN Peacekeepers on Saturday, 29 May. What is the significance of this day?
Well, Peacekeepers Day is a chance to come together to honour more than a million men and women who have served with courage and distinction in 72 peacekeeping missions around the world since 1948. It's also an opportunity to pay more than 4,000 peacekeepers who've lost their lives while serving under the UN flag, and that includes the 84 peacekeepers who have died here in South Sudan since the inception of UNMISS. They've paid the ultimate sacrifice, and we take the opportunity to remember them and share our deep sympathy with their families. Today, there are 90,000 military, police, and civilian personnel working in 12 different peacekeeping operations. And UNMISS is really one of the largest, with almost 16,000 peacekeepers protecting civilians and supporting the peace process. So it's an important day for the UN, but we think it's also an important day for people around the world. And just to mark the fact that these are people who are making a sacrifice for the longer-term purpose of peace, not in their own country, not to defend their own borders, but to promote and sustain peace, which in this country, I believe, is a prerequisite for political and economic progress.
You've mentioned the importance of this day to everyone. And so I would like to ask, how important is it for young people to be involved in conflict resolution and the peace process? As this year's theme is youth leading the path to a lasting peace.
Yes, I think, you know, the fact that we have chosen the theme for this year's Peacekeeping Day is one which relates to youth and their critical role in building a durable peace is testament to the fact that we've come to recognize that young people must be involved in this process. As you know, almost 70% of South Sudan's population is under 30, and young people across the country have been disproportionately affected by the conflict. Many have been killed or injured, others displaced or lost their ability to access education and jobs. So by focusing on them, I think we recognize that young people here in South Sudan deserve the chance to reach their full potential, like young people in every other country. And that's why they should be a crucial part of the peace-building process. They're powerful ambassadors. They bring energy to the process, experience and optimism to drive the process forward. And as the leaders of the future, they must be involved also in the decision-making in the interests of an inclusive and sustainable peace.
Yeah, and we know that most of the peacekeepers here at UNMISS are also young. What is their contribution to the peace?
Well, I think our own young people are making a significant contribution. They bring really significant energy and passion for their work, whether it's protecting civilians, promoting human rights, supporting peace efforts at the local or national level, or ensuring that the mission operates effectively by providing logistical support. Many of our young people are serving away from home, from their families, and they do so because they're committed to improving the situation here in South Sudan so that people can enjoy a peaceful and prosperous future. I thank all of our peacekeepers, including our young staff, for their dedication and professionalism, and I'm proud of what they are achieving.
And we have witnessed a recent increase in subnational violence in the greater Pibor area. How is UNMISS responding to this threat?
Well, we're deeply concerned by the renewed violence between community militias in this area. It's very similar to the serious conflict we saw in early 2020, and it's creating a real threat of a continued cycle of violence with revenge attacks, placement of civilians, as well as disrupting the provision of life-saving food aid to communities in need. And here I just pause just to say that the food which was destroyed in Gumuruk will simply not be able to be replaced as that community begins to face a real need for food in the face of potential famine. What we're doing is to situate our peacekeepers in all the areas where there are displaced persons, near the places where food is being stored. And at the same time, we are taking action to prevent further violence by engaging with the local leaders and by engaging at a national level to ensure that the cycle is not perpetuated.
Okay, thank you, SRSG. Now, just final remarks, especially for all peacekeepers across the country, both national and international peacekeepers.
Well, just to underline that a durable peace is critical for South Sudan. Without a durable peace, it will be very hard for development to take place, for agricultural activities to resume, for the political process to continue. And so the work that is being done by peacekeepers is really essential and deeply appreciated.
All right. Thank you so much. It was wonderful having you speak on the Miraya Breakfast Show.
Thank you very much.
And happy Peacekeeping Week.
Thank you.